Hello, everyone. 4 o'clock, September 10, 2025. The regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Big Bear Airport District is now called to order. Flag salute. Pam, can you please get up for the flag salute?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call, Rebecca.
Board members, when I call your name, please signify your present at today's meeting by saying here. Director Lawrence?
Here.
Director Krause?
Here.
Vice President Lindstrom?
Here.
Director Gardner?
Here.
Thank you. And the record will reflect that President Castillo is absent with cause from today's meeting. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Admin Manager Abby Erickson, Admin Assistant Ariel Valenzuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon, Board Secretary.
Thank you for that. Do any members wish to make any changes to the agenda? Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Rebecca, Cam, do I have a second, please?
Second.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Public comments. A person wishing to comment on a non-agenda item should approach the podium and wait for the president to recognize him or her. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall total of 15 minutes. A speaker cannot allow their time to others. Any comments on the agenda? Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning the matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda. Plus, they were not publicly noticed. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. You have any comments? Big Bear Airport Pilots Association, Jeff.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We had our last dinner meeting of this 2025 season last night. It came off pretty well. We had one of Cam's students from the high school in attendance. I hopefully she got something out of the meeting. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we sort of adjourned until our Christmas party and of course the Halloween in the village event.
Thank you. We did pretty good with that, didn't we, Jeff? Mm-hmm. With the Big Bear Airports Association, the last couple of meetings have been really well done.
Thank you.
Approval of meeting minutes, August 13, 2025. Regular meeting. Year-to-date financial reports, July 2025. Are there any corrections or additions or subject on either of those? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
To accept or approve items 7.1 and 7.2.
Pulled consent agenda item.
One sec, we don't
wait. Yep, it's okay.
With that motion, we have Director Cross moving to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on August 13th, 2025. And to accept for filing the year-to-date financial reports, Director Lawrence, second in promotion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Motion
passed.
Pulled consent agenda item.
We have none.
We have none. Business matters. Hearing none.
Go 9.1.
Okay. Discussion and possible adoption of resolution number 2025-05. A resolution of the Board of Directors of the Nuclear Air Force District authorizing the submittal of an application acceptance of an allocation of funds and execution of a grant agreement with the California Department of Transportation for an Airport Improvement Program, or an AIP, matching grant. Any questions on this one?
None. Yep, Mary King. So thank you. So on page 22, you'll see the resolution. So last month, the board approved the runway 826 rehabilitation project through the FAA. This resolution is now asking Caltrans, Department of Aeronautics, to match their requirement of the grant. Caltrans requires the grant to be executed with the FAA prior to approving a resolution with them as for Caltrans. So essentially, if we can get the funding, the FAA is funding this project at 95%, and Caltrans will fund this, their remaining at 5%. So if we can get the funds through the state, this project essentially will cost the district no money. But that's if the state has the matching funds for that. So I'm asking the board to approve this resolution and give me the authority to move forward with Caltrans and execute the grant agreement with them and hope to secure the additional 5% funding from the state.
Thank you, Ryan. Do you have any comment on the resolution?
Question. Any concerns over that 5%?
Of course. I mean, with the state being in debt, it may not happen. So like I'd spoken multiple times before, that worst case scenarios, we would have to pay, you know, at the time, best case scenario would be 5, worst case would have been 10. So I think the project's around $540,000, $600,000. So 5% of that is what we would be responsible for.
So,
yeah.
Any more comments, Jeff? Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2025-06?
We're only doing 05 right now.
Zeros.
I'll move to adopt resolution number 2025-05, which is an authorization with is authorizing the submittal of an application acceptance and allocation of funds and execution of a grant agreement with the California Department of Transportation for an Airport Improvement Program matching grant.
Okay.
Well,
good.
I will second
that
very long motion.
Okay, and I won't repeat the entire motion, so we'll just kind of a little snippet. Director Cross moved to approve and adopt resolution number 2025-05. Director Lawrence seconded the motion. As of right now, we'll do a roll call vote. So, Director Gardner, what is your vote?
Aye.
Director Cross?
Aye.
Director Lawrence?
Aye.
And Vice President Lindstrom?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion to approve and adopt the resolution 2025-05 passed with all directors present voting aye.
Manager to report.
9.2.
Say again. 9.2. Discussion and possible adoption of resolution 2025-06. A resolution of the Board of Directors of the Airport District authorizing an application for acceptance of and administration of the of a U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Aviation Administration grant for the AWOF replacement project. Discussion on that?
Good afternoon. Once again, 9.2 is a resolution, as we did last month, for the runway project. This is kind of housekeeping for this project, essentially giving me the authority, the board approving and giving me authority to execute the grant with the FAA. If you look on page 27 of your packet, you'll see under section 18, which is the estimated funding, we're looking at about $634,114. And this project is to replace the AWOS, the Automated Weather Observation System, that is aging, where we're having difficulty finding and getting parts. And so this money, as of right now, is a part of our entitlements and our bipartisan infrastructure bill that we received. So with your approval, it'll allow me to move forward and execute this grant and get it essentially started procuring the equipment for a springtime installation.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Discussion.
Wait. I have a question.
Yes.
So is it the same, like, worst case, best case scenario with the Caltrans matching?
Because this money is our entitlements and our BIL funds, we won't have that opportunity for that 5% matching. So out of the 634,000, you'll see under section B, the applicant is 31,709. That will be our share. So when it's an AIP grant, we can get that state sponsor or state share. With the bipartisan infrastructure bill, there's no provision for that.
Thank you, Ryan.
When was the last upgrade on that system?
20 years ago, over 20 years ago.
What's the projected lifespan of this upgrade?
So normal equipment like that is around 10 to 12 years. The airport purchased that AWOS, so we didn't have any federal funding at the time. And so that's why we've pushed it about 20 years. I don't have an exact date and I can get back with you. But when you do grants like that, the FAA has about a 20-year threshold on pavement, on equipment, snow removal equipment, fire trucks. So anything they purchase for airports, it's roughly about 20 years of lifespan.
Any more discussion? Do I have a motion? Do I do that?
I'll motion to adopt the resolution 2025-06.
Second.
Hey, Director Lawrence, move to approve and adopt resolution 2025-06. Director Foss seconded the motion. At this time, we'll do a roll call vote. Director Gardner?
Aye.
Director Krause?
Aye.
Director Lawrence?
Aye.
Vice President Lindstrom?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion to approve and adopt resolution number 2025-06 is passed with all directors present voting aye.
Thank you. Ryan, would you like to give us a manual of these people?
Sure. So page 104 through 107, you'll see the operations for the month of July. 104? For the month of July, 1,106 operations for that month. 495 landings, 508 takeoffs, 40 go-arounds, and 63 overflights. When I think we had the fire in August, so you'll see, you'll probably see a pretty large increase in operations. But for this month, it pretty much standard around 1,100 operations. Weather was fair the entire time. So no real big changes on that. So some of you were able to come and see the concrete being placed for the terminal building on the 26th. I'm sorry, on the 28th. We had our deputy inspector here on the 26th. He had a punch list of items that needed to be completed. We worked on that on the 26th and the 27th. We were able to get that completed on the 27th to pour on the 28th. We did about 670 yards. Director Gardner was here and Director Krause was here. I think you guys were here while they were placing us or placing concrete, or were they already done? So, really busy. We're letting the concrete cure at this point, and we have our electrical contractor, our plumbing contractor currently working on the exterior of the building, putting in the storm drains that are required, and the electrical is starting to run the conduit out or from the building out to the respective locations within the construction zone. We will be receiving steel or the building itself on the 22nd, and we will start placing it then. In the meantime, from now until the 22nd, we'll have our survey crew out here shooting in the elevations of where the steel needs to be, the elevation of where the bolts need to be. It's been kind of quiet after the pour. You know, it kind of slowed down a little bit with only a few little trades working on a daily basis. It wasn't like it was previous to the pour. So, everything, we're still on target, for our November of 26 date. As you've probably heard within the community, we've had a little bit higher noise, here at the airport, due to two situations. One, we have the fire helicopters that are still based here. They are the Forest Service. The federal government is concerned about how dry it is, that they want to keep helicopters here on property. And as you saw, we had that rain event about a week ago, lightning strike. We were able to deploy those helicopters and get it put out very quickly before it was able to spread. We also have the utility helicopters here, which is SoCal Edison. And they are doing power pole replacement and line replacement on the Radford service line, which is behind Snow Summit. And the area is not accessible by vehicle. So what this helicopter company is doing is picking equipment up, putting that equipment at those locations, and then picking up the workers with a harness from that rope and carrying them across and actually setting them down into those remote locations to do the work. So I've had a considerable amount of phone calls and concerns about the noise. I've been very sympathetic. I totally understand the issues that it does cause. I'm trying to make sure that every operation that happens at this airport is being done efficiently and safely, and having two types of helicopters mixing in one location, where we have firefighting helicopters that are massive and we have helicopters taking off with long ropes and bringing equipment, it poses a huge safety risk. So I've separated them. I've kept them in kind of corners of the airport, which unfortunately does impact the noise for the community. If they were over there or over here, we would still have to deal with it. But, you know, I'm sorry that it is inconveniencing a lot of people. I'm hoping that we can get done sooner than later, but I understand their concerns.
Can you approximate how many actual complaints you had with regard to the noise?
About a half a dozen, but they're repetitive. So
terrible, awful, not 100.
To me, one complaint is too much. I'm compassionate. You know, I have compassion for these people that want their mornings and their weekends to be, have tranquility in our community. But the services that we provide, the flying community, the firefighting and the utility work, it's protecting our community as a whole. And because of we're the airport and we're part of the national, you know, the federal system of airports, it's our job to facilitate this type of work and protect our community. So it's, I work with the community as best as I can, but there's sometimes where my hands are tied.
You know, you've done a marvelous job handling the public, I think, you know, because you and I both talked about maybe we were going to have some complaints here visible in our gallery or whatever you want to call it. And nobody came. So you must have done a very excellent job, Ryan, explaining all this.
I've tried to be proactive as best as I can. And unfortunately, there's some times that I can't connect with.
You did something, you know, right.
So
thank you.
I just wanted you guys to know that if you guys are questions or had concerns from the public when you're out and about, that you guys were kind of briefed on what was going on. And that's the end of my my report.
Thank you very much. Committee reports. Wes?
No, I just want to make a comment to Ryan's report that any improvement in our electrical service up here is a welcome. it's serving the larger community at the expense of a few, and that's kind of the way things tend to work.
Thank you.
That's all.
That's good. Do you have no committee reports? I don't think we have anything. Any comments from our directors? Daryl?
What?
Got anything to say?
Excellent job, everybody. Thank you.
And otherwise, don't hear anything.
No, I agree.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you.
Happy
tomorrow.
Mañana.
Of course, I am the one.
Not till 2.
I'm taking tomorrow off.
Right.
You should.
That's you should.
That was blue media.
Yeah, again.
At this time, the board will adjourn to closed session to discuss the following matters. Conference with labor negotiations pursuant to government code Section 54957.6. Public employment pursuant to government code Section 54957, position general counsel.
And we're going into closed session at 4:23.
Okay. Here. Is there anything for the break?
Everybody's gone. You have to explain something. Not now.
Okay, nobody is out there.
Okay.
Do we have a report from our closed session? No reportable action.
So we reconvened?
We have reconvened at 5:56.
And there's no reportable action. Okay. Now go to number 16.
Next meeting date. Regular Board of Directors meeting on Wednesday, October 8, 2025 at 4 p.m. at the regular time. Adjournment. With no further business, the September 10, 2025 regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Big Bear Airport District is adjourned at 5:56.
Not the gavel.